आश्चर्यमे तद्दिमानुषे लोके सुधां परित्यज्य विषं पिबन्ति नामानि नारायण गोचराणि त्यक्त्वान्यवाचः कुहकः पठन्ति। मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र आश्चर्यमेतद् इट्स वेरी अमेजिंग दिमानुषे लोके इन दिस मटेरियल एक्सिस्टेंस सुधाम परित्यज्य गिविंग अप नेक्टर विषम पिबन्ति वन ड्रिंक्स पॉइजन नामानि नारायण गोचराणि। सो नॉर्मली व्हाट पर्सन विल गिव अप नेक्टर एंड ड्रिंक पॉइजन। नाउ नेक्टर इज समथिंग विच टेस्ट गुड एंड ऑल्सो हैज अ वेरी गुड रिजल्ट। नेक्टर इज सेड टू taste delicious and grant immortality, and poison is to taste terrible and it is to cause mortality, cause death. So many times people may take something which is harmful if it feels good, if it tastes good, and sometimes people may not take something which is beneficial if it tastes bad. But if something tastes good and has a good result, who would say no to that? And if something tastes bad and it also has a bad effect, who will take it? But yet the tragedy of humanity is this perversion of action wherein people give up nectar and take poison. So what is the nectar and what is the poison? Namani Narayana Gocharani. The names of Lord Narayan. And it is not just the names. Actually, everything connected Lord Narayan has innumerable names. His pastimes, prayers glorifying him, and hymns about him. So, Namani Narayana Gocharani. Now, instead of singing this name of Narayana, Tyaktva Anya Vacha Kuhaka Pathanti. त्यक्त्वा वन गिव्स दैट अप एंड अन्य वाचः पीपल स्पीक अदर वर्ड्स कोका पठन्ति। व्हाई डू दे स्पीक सच थिंग्स? हाउ ट्रैजिक इट इज दैट दे स्पीक सच थिंग्स। नाउ आई फील दैट ओके आई कैन अंडरस्टैंड दैट कृष्णास ग्लोरीज आर लाइक नेक्टर बट व्हाई आर अदर सब्जेक्ट्स टू बी कंसिडर्ड टू बी पॉइजन? आर दे सो बैड एज पॉइजन? Firstly, we have to understand things from the perspective from which they are spoken, at least to the extent that we can adopt that perspective. So Kulashekar Maharaj is an exalted devotee, relishing constantly the joys of devotion. He has earlier enjoyed even the greatest of earthly pleasures as a king, and he has found them all unfulfilling, and so he's now turned towards higher spiritual pleasures. And he, after experiencing the higher spiritual pleasures, he is telling his perception, which is actually the mature realization. So from the perspective of a devotee who is relishing the constant joys of devotion, anything that distracts from that joy is an agony. Because suppose somebody is drinking nectar, if something very delicious, and suddenly somebody takes that pot away, that glass away from us while we are drinking it. We'll feel annoyed. Who's taken it away? Why is it wasn't taken away? So like that, for a pure devotee, every moment is an opportunity to relish Krishna's glories. And anything that takes a person away from that nectar, that unceasing flow of nectar, is like poison. So that is what is being mentioned here. Now, apart from this point of the perception of a pure devotee, of how even the Bhagavatam says that a pure devotee doesn't want to forget Krishna even for a moment or even for half a moment. So, apart from this, devotee's unwillingness and even we could say inability to stay away from Krishna, there is also the fact of the consequence of what we hear on us. When we hear material sound vibration, then that causes our material desires to increase. And what to speak of when we speak material sound vibration? For us to hear and to speak material sound vibration means that we are increasing our material immersion in material consciousness. In matter, we are increasing our material consciousness, and increased material consciousness means that we will stay longer in miserable material existence. So, just as poison is distressing and poison tastes bad and has a bad effect also. So like that, when we speak other things, if we have tasted the glories of Krishna, everything else seems pale. Nothing else actually gives taste. And in contrast with that, in addition to that, there is the consequence. We get suffering at the material level also as a consequence of our vikarmic actions, of our bad karma done in order to fulfill the desires which are triggered in our consciousness. So the poison is twofold. The poison, while we are away from Krishna, while we are speaking other things, while we are forgetful of Krishna, if we have had a taste of Krishna, then we feel restless, we feel alienated. We feel bereaved, we feel tormented like a fish out of water. And beyond that, the karmic reactions are further suffering. Therefore, it says that Visham Pibanti, it is like when we Anyavacha, when we speak about other subjects, it is like drinking poison. So rather than drinking poison like this, we can aspire at least to drink as much nectar as possible by speaking Krishna's glories as much as possible. And we cannot stop talking about material subjects in this world, because we have to live in the material world, and for that purpose we have to function in the material world. But that does not mean that we have to let our consciousness get caught in the material level. If we can keep our consciousness elevated in Krishna, or we at least connect our consciousness regularly with Krishna, then that higher taste will stay in the forefront of our consciousness, and we won't get attracted and dragged down to material consciousness. Whatever speech for functional purposes we have to do, we will do at the material level, but we will relish Krishna's glories, and we will return to Krishna's glories as soon as possible after our functioning at the material level has been completed. And especially when we have the opportunity to speak Krishna's glories, chant his holy names, at that time we will wholeheartedly absorb ourselves in speaking those glories, and that way we will be able to drink the nectar of Krishna's glories. Thank you.